Hello, and welcome to episode number 12 of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueenie, and on this week's show, we'll be looking at Snap, Blue Apron, and how these IPOs underscore the dangers of the tech unicorn IPO. Both Snap and Blue Apron bounced off their lows on Monday, but let's not kid ourselves. These stocks have had an incredibly tough run since their respective IPOs earlier this year. And as these former unicorns have moved lower and lower since their debuts, confidence in the future of these companies has slipped. But let's hold on one second here before we jump in. Just what is a unicorn company, and why do we have a special term for this? Well, a unicorn is technically any private company that is valued at over $1 billion. The term is coined to acknowledge the rarity of this achievement, and in today's world, if you go check out the unicorn list, the vast majority of the private companies defined in this exclusive unicorn list are somehow connected to the broad tech industry. Snap is, of course, popular thanks to its flagship product, the Snapchat mobile application. Snapchat is a growing player in the global social media world, and its innovative platform for sharing pictures and videos has accrued fans and copycats throughout the industry. Blue Apron is a major factor in the booming kit economy, and although the meal kit delivery service is certainly a food company, it's equal parts an e-commerce marketplace, and it obviously depends on its website and mobile app for online ordering and customer service. I mentioned earlier that Blue Apron and Snap have had a rough go of it since they debuted earlier this year. This is obviously not breaking news, and their struggles have been well documented. These have been two of the more popular stocks on Wall Street this year, and I don't mean that necessarily in a good way. I mean that in most talked about. Snap, of course, priced its IPO at $17 a share. Shortly after its debut, the stock soared to a high of $29.44. Those levels did not last very long, and Snap has been steadily falling since then. In fact, Snap hit a new all-time low of $11.28 per share on Monday morning. That represents a staggering 33.6% drop from its IPO price. Things have been actually worse for Blue Apron. Even before its debut, the company was forced to lower its IPO price from a range of $15 to $17 a share, eventually landing on $10 per share for its initial price. Last week, Blue Apron hit a new all-time low of $5 per share, a 50% slump from its IPO price. So what does this all tell us about the dangers of the tech unicorn IPO? Well, I think it proves that the private markets are actually susceptible to hype, and it may support a thesis that the public markets and their vastly deeper pools of opinions are actually better at valuing a young company. One method for determining the performance of a company after its IPO is to track the change in its valuation. Different investors will make different arguments about the effectiveness of private valuations and public market caps for determining a company's worth. But comparing the two should give us an interesting snapshot on the change in how the markets perceive these brands. After its latest round of funding, Snap hit a pre-IPO peak valuation of about $25 billion. Based on Monday's price, based on Monday's new low, Snap's market cap hit $15.35 billion, meaning that the company has shed nearly 40% of its value in the few months since its early March IPO. Blue Apron earned a private valuation of about $2.5 billion. Its market cap is currently sitting at just above $1 billion, a 60% drop from its pre-IPO level. I should actually note that that $2.5 billion valuation is about the midpoint of an estimated $2.2 to $3-ish billion private valuation. There was a slight range in Blue Apron's private valuation. But what's interesting about this Blue Apron for me is that it's actually on that cusp of that $1 billion valuation level that we would use for the unicorn threshold. So the public market is actually saying, well, maybe this wasn't even a unicorn in our opinion. So yeah, let's be clear here. I'm not trying to do any analysis on the fundamentals of these businesses. I have my own opinions about both of them, and that's not what this episode or show is really about. This is really for my tech-minded people out there, the people that know that young technology companies are uniquely dependent on and defined by their private funding rounds. In today's tech space, there's tons of money being flung around in incubators and accelerators. It's fun. It's exciting. It actually dominates headlines. But let's remember that these investors are oftentimes approaching their investments entirely differently than an individual investor on the stock market might. Sometimes these investors are wrong and they overvalue a company. Take that lesson how you will. If you want to contribute to this conversation about tech unicorn IPOs or tech unicorn private valuations, or if you think I missed anything, or if you want me to cover a different story, feel free to shoot me an email at podcast@zacks.com. Make sure to check out all of our other audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. And remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on iTunes. As always, thanks for listening to the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday podcast, and we will see you next time.